gifted. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Call it like you see it.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Goo?
What's up, man? Got some new shoes yesterday, Steiny. I'm juiced.
Well, put them up to the camera so everybody can see them.
You know what? I'm going to do that right now. I thought they were Nike Air Maxes, but they weren't. And my son, what did I tell you, Evan?
You got knockoffs, as they say?
No knockoffs.
Vomeros.
Vomero 5s, baby!
How much? How much were they?
Now, that bothers me.
Why?
Because Mia could be listening. But I'll say this.
She doesn't know?
Yeah, I'll say this. No, she doesn't. Saturday, we're having the Yoon reunion at Alvarado Park.
Okay.
I would love for you, Evan, and anybody here at the game to pull up. About 2 o'clock, you'll see all Kane, Reg B, Rutherford, Mel, June, Ron T.
Well, I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. Evan said he might be in these
days. Let's get nuts. Let me check my schedule.
Bring some new vodka if you show up. Yeah.
I can probably do that. You know what? We got a little theme today. We got a little theme to the show.
And we have a theme every day.
Not really. Not like this.
It's arguing. That's not good. It's not.
The theme is chemistry. The theme is chemistry. So I'm listening to the morning show today. And they have Ethan Sherwood Strauss on. Great writer.
Yeah.
Has his own Substack. Love sports, the business of sports. And Ethan Sherwood Strauss is talking about the Kuminga situation. And he throws in that it's been reported that Jonathan Kuminga last offseason not only turned down a contract extension offer from the Warriors, Ethan Sherwood Strauss says it was a 5-year, $150 million contract.
Stop, man.
So the original reporting was done by Jake Fisher, who works with Mark Stein. And he was the guy who said Kuminga turned down $30 million a year at 5 years, $150 million. And I'm just listening to Ethan today, and I knew the reports were out there that he you know, obviously they didn't come to an agreement. But if Jonathan Kuminga turned down $150 million before the season started last year, I can see how it just, what do you do? And I know what you mean. You're probably saying, what do you mean? What do you do? Like, if Jonathan Kuminga turns down $30 million last year, how are the Warriors supposed to feel about his future?
Listen, I know you've been in the game of reporting, writing for years, Steiny. I am sitting here looking at you when I heard this news and told you and Evan, I am the biggest supporter of Jonathan Kuminga. But if this report is true and he turned down $150 million, I'm disappointed. And then now I feel like if you follow the money, he probably was getting looked at sideways last season by probably his coach
and his,
yeah, and his teammates, because what hurts to me is, who do you think you are if that wasn't enough? The Steph Curry, 30? So, Steiny, I'm still holding out hope that's not true, but it looks like it might be. And now to me, shout out to the trucks, you got to get out of Dodge. Nothing can fulfill you moving forward, because you're not getting 30. And if you come back, you're probably coming back looking side. Like, Steiny, I hope this isn't true, but if it is, this is up the Dennis Schroeder alley of blown opportunities. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Dennis Schroeder, who turned down a contract offer from the Lakers and got much of nothing compared to it. But man, this would explain a lot.
So Mark Stein is somebody who used to write for the LA Times. maybe it was the Daily News, New York Times. He's been an NBA beat writer forever, and he's always been clued in on the Warriors. He goes way back with a lot of guys on the in the organization, and he's reporting that Kuminga right now is open to a short-term deal, and he's willing to take $25 million. And the Warriors are reluctant to go that high.
I believe it.
So I actually now, I believe, like they, I remember Slater said this on our airwaves. I don't know if he ever wrote it, but I remember him saying Kuminga wanted 35, the team wanted 30, and they were far apart. And I thought, is that really that far apart? But I guess it is. I now believe that. I believe he turned down 150.
Wow.
Because, and it would make sense that now he's looking at 25. But did he?
I'm blown away.
Just let's put it this way. If the Golden State Warriors players, you say people got to stay out of everybody's pockets. I get all that.
All right. Because that's what I think is, that's what I was taught.
But if you're telling me that they get back to training camp and, you know, the team basically knows Kuminga turned down $150 million, I got to believe some of his teammates are saying, what's he doing?
That's why Draymond wrote that essay and had to end it saying, oh, this ain't about JK, but if this is true, Stoney, it was about JK. And he was in the future JKs. What are you doing? What, like, who do you think you are? And this is not a personal attack on Kuminga, but dog, that should have sufficed. 30. So, real quick, back to Clay and that Phantom. The, what was it, 2 for 24 or the 2 for 48, the $24 million that he allegedly took? Do you believe that was fact?
Yes.
Okay.
What was it, 3 for 48 for Clay?
I thought it was like 2 for 42.
Yeah, the summer. Okay. So, and he ended up taking less at Dallas. So, if that's true, I mean, Kuminga, man, Stoney, and I understand the Warriors not wanting to pay 25 now, the quarter.
So, what I'm thinking more about in terms of, you know, Kuminga,
rather how it affects just the club, the locker room.
Exactly. And now I'm convinced you cannot bring this guy back. What has derailed seasons around here? Last year, the 49ers went 6-11. There's a lot of people that believe, and I'm one of them, that the offseason issues with guys' agendas and wanting to get paid set a bad tone and was partly responsible for why they stunk. All right? Draymond Green punches Jordan Poole.
Now that's
different.
Affects
chemistry.
Yes.
It affects their whole year. I'm thinking about sometimes the Giants under Gabe Kapler. There was always talk about the vibe wasn't great.
Well, they were playing Pasoy. Gambling.
Well, there was also issues about guys going up, you know, getting called up and having to go back down to Sacramento.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and the vibe wasn't good.
Yeah.
So, can you really bring him back? And even if you bring him back and then we're going to try to move you, good faith. It's like,
I'm going to read this to you.
We can't do this.
You. I got you. But I got to read this because part of me feels this way too, Stoney. But I got to be real. Don Dada on the YouTube chat. Goo, if you know where JK came from, if you think he's going to turn down a $150 million contract from the Warriors, come on, man. There's no way. And there is a lot of me that feels this way, but if the reports are the reports, I would tell Don Dada, what do I do with that information? Because it sounds like fact. And that would explain why we're at this stance or the stalemate right now. Because he's saying, man, I messed up. But we'll get to it. Because you talked about chemistry. What if I had a contract negotiation going on and I messed up? You wouldn't get mad at me, though, as long as I showed up to do the job.
Well, I mean,
we go to the cafeteria and you tell me, Goo, you messed up, but it wouldn't affect, I don't believe, how we do our show.
I mean, if I found out that you got offered $390,000 and didn't take it, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Okay. All right.
And that's what life's about.
Right. I wish. Yeah.
All right, listen, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show is going to give out an awesome prize pack. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a... No, it's not a Warriors prize pack. It is a... Today, we're giving a lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. Listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.